Hi, this is Lisa, and you're on AR.co.za, and I'm chatting to Clinton McIntosh, the captain for Team Sinosis. They're about to do Expedition Africa. They leave tomorrow. Clinton, welcome.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
So, Clinton, big race coming up. It's a 500K. You've got some new teammates in the form of Jane Swarbeck and Nathan Thompson.
Yeah, Lisa. We've actually, the regular teammates, Debbie and Rainer, have taken a bit of a leave of absence. Debbie got married recently, so we've roped in Jane. Jane is a fantastic athlete. She raced Abu Dhabi race against us last year, and they did remarkably well. She's a fit athlete. She actually recently did the half Two Oceans now and a fantastic time as well. So we're quite excited to have Jane. Nathan Thompson, he's been around for quite some time. He's also a remarkable athlete. Very, very strong on foot, can run like lightning, ride bike like lightning. So we're quite excited. A good young mixed with some old dogs, I think.
And, of course, you've got Nicholas Mulder on board. He's your navigator. Superb navigation, totally reliable. You know, you've got a good, solid team member in Nick.
Well, Nick and I have been racing together for about 9 years, I think, this year. And Nick is always solid. He has a remarkable ability to find or to read a map and get the team through a race relatively unscathed. So, I mean, you know, Nick Mulder is just an asset to have in any team, really. And I think Sinosis, as a team racing for so long together, we're looking forward to this race, in fact.
Now, you've got, obviously, your top rivals, Team Merrill, Adventure Addict. They're going to be there. What are you expecting out of them in your competition with them during the race?
Well, you know, Lisa, I think there's a lot of strong teams out there this year. I don't think I think God is where one team in South Africa dominates any of the adventure racing like it has been in the past. I think there's a lot of strong teams out there. I think Merrill is certainly a team that they've trained very well. I think a lot of them have taken a lot of time off work and specifically focused on racing as a main sport. But, you know, Jabberwock, there's a lot of other guys that have been racing a long time out there that have put very competitive teams together. I think what will be a big factor in this race is the fact that experience, the experience that you have in a team in an expedition race or a longish race like this 500K race, that will go a long way.
Most definitely. And now we've got Team Accelerate out from the UK. You guys have encountered them a couple of times overseas in both Portugal, Spain and Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, we raced against Accelerate. The first time we met them was in 2007, I think, in Portugal. So we've raced against them twice in Portugal, once in Spain, and then Abu Dhabi. They're certainly a competitive team, and it's exciting to have a bit of an international flavor to the race. And I think they're gonna actually come out here and try and win the race because they have the notion that this is a good race to win and it should be a good competitive field, and that's why they're out here, you know.
The race organizers, Heidi and Stefan Muller, I mean, the pair of them, an incredibly experienced adventure racers themselves, international events, local events, they've been organizing for a long time, and this is their first expedition race that they're organizing. Have you got any kind of assumptions from what you can expect from a Heidi and Stefan course?
You know, Lisa, funny you should mention that. I actually was thinking about that on the way in this morning, and you know, a lot of racers and a lot of race directors that we've had in the country in the past, there's always been an apprehension that there's, you know, there's always going to be a big bike somewhere in the race and there's something you're nervous with or something like that. But Stefan and Heidi, for some reason, I've got a more of a relaxed feel to the race in the sense where they know what the racers want in a race. We've done a lot of sprint races and the Double Moon and the Dark Moon with Heidi and Stefan before. So there's certainly a level of excitement on their race organization capabilities because they certainly have been racing a long time. And, you know, in most of the other expedition races that I've gone, there's always an apprehension that I have going into the race, you know, what can go wrong, what are the expectations, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, for Heidi and Stefan, I certainly think there will be a sting in the tail somewhere along the line. But I'm quite confident that it should be a smooth, successful race because they racers themselves. They know what racers want to look forward to in a race and they know what should challenge a racer, you know.
Well, Clinton, good luck as you guys travel down. Safe travels. For now, we're going to have a quick word with navigator Nicholas Mulder just on his impression of the terrain and how he thinks navigation is going to happen. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Lisa.
All right, so Nick, what's your experience been down in that Hermanus area? You know, having been down there before for Cape Epic, for doing other races, do you think that makes a difference in being able to interpret the terrain a lot better?
We've managed to race down there a few times. Obviously, the Cape Epic mountain bike race is used to run from Meisner to Cape Town and used to take us through that area quite often. Then there was also the Eden, I think it was about a 300-kilometer race, about 3 or 4 years ago, also took place in that area. I think the main advantage of having done those races is more that we understand the terrain. It's quite beneficial to know how to prepare for certain types of terrain. In terms of, is it going to be urban? What sort of fynbos are you going to be going through? The vegetation, how much water can you rely on out on the course, and all those sorts of pieces of information that you pick up from an area beforehand.
What can you tell us about that region? I mean, are there lots of options in terms of trekking routes? I mean, my previous experience with some fynbos has been that you just can't really get through it. Is it a bit more of an open terrain where you can really just go as the crow flies?
It all depends on what the race director decides to do with the course. I think it's highly unlikely that we'll stick around in the Hermanus area for much of the course. I think after the start, he'll get us out of there as soon as possible, and we literally won't be back in the area until quite late in the race, virtually the last leg. The thing about the Cape terrain is that it changes quite quickly as you move away from the sea. So only approximately 30, 40 kilometers north, you actually enter the Karoo environments. And if you go west from Hermanus, you've got quite a lot of forested terrain. If you go east, you've got the whole Overberg terrain, which is much more cultivated and a lot of wheatlands and so on. The race can actually depend entirely on which direction it takes us. My personal bet is I think we're heading north into the Karoo, and maybe we finish coming in over the Overberg region.
And in terms of competition against Merrill, other teams out there, do you think that navigation in this race is going to play a big role, or do you think it's going to be very much a speed, physical, and I guess strategy comes into it in a big way as to when you're going to rest and how well you've prepared?
It's a bit hard to say at this stage. All indications are is that this race is going to be extremely fast, though. That does give Merrill the advantage. I think we are busy racing with two less experienced races, whilst everyone in that team is highly experienced. And I think that puts us in as the underdogs. Solely on that point, there's not much to separate the teams in terms of physical ability. It's just more the experience on how to handle multiple nights of adventure racing. The main thing in terms of technical, in terms of tactics and so on, I don't expect the navigation to be overly difficult. Maybe on one or two sections there will be short little sections of technical navigation, but for the most part I expect it to actually be quite fast and easy. The crux always does come though at night, and what might be quite simple in the daytime might be quite difficult at night and might even surprise the race director.
Nicholas, thank you so much for chatting to me, and good luck for the race next week.
Thank you very much, Lisa.